In this interview, Katrina tells us about coming from an abusive home and dealing with society's expectations.
I'm Katrina, like the hurricane that started New Orleans. Essentially, I'm a big, scary Marmo Lamia-type creature. The person that raised me obviously had Munchausen, Munchausen by proxy, because most of the decisions she'd made, when other people would go over them, they'd usually be like, why is she doing that? Later, as an adult, I'm starting to realize how risky her behavior was. And at the same time, there's all kinds of situations that I was put into that the other kids weren't put into that would get me injured. And I, as a kid, I didn't know what was going on. So I just thought, I guess I'm just not as good as the other kids and I need to work on being as good as the other kids. She wanted to get the attention of having a sick child. You have to progress with those stages sort of things because you stop getting attention. Oh, your kids have a sprained ankle again. Oh, okay, good. Cry me a river. Oh, your kids are... Eventually, it led to me being homeless and her talking to people. Oh, my eldest is homeless on drugs, whoring herself out. I got kicked out when I was 15. I mean, I still interacted with the person who gave me birth, but what happened was I fought back for the first time. I'm shelter hopping. I'm trying to, like, you know, only spend certain amounts of time at certain shelters or whatnot and trying to schedule it. I'm not very good at it yet. Spends a lot of times where I'm just staying awake all night or whatnot, you know, just somewhere. I keep getting, like, you know, SRO housing for short periods of time. And then bullshit happens. You're probably going to have to, like, you know, bleep that out or whatnot. But the thing with being homeless and on off the streets is everybody's all like, you're not doing enough to get off. You should just do more. Why aren't you doing more? And it's a point where I do the impossible quite regularly.
So what are your hopes for the future? Like, what do you hope changes?
I kind of want to take over the entire solar system. People, when they say, what are your dreams? They have a very limited set of things that are actually possible dreams. Because when people are like, well, if you could tone it down a little bit, and then my immediately follow-up is, well, I'd like to have a sandwich sometime this afternoon. A nice, decent sandwich. People's immediate response, well, no, we need something in between there. And it just sounds like people have this set list of things that are, like, okay goals. And I've never actually seen this list. And what you can do in society before, like, it won't even necessarily be illegal stuff. And yet you'd still be, like, you know, getting kicked out of places, moved around or whatnot. Mm-hmm. And everything you're doing is still, it's not even technically legal, it is legal. But because it's not on that set small list of okay goals, it's going to mess up your life. Mm-hmm. There's limited things for what's okay to be in this world. And this is starting to sound like heavy conspiracy theorist type thing. And no, I'm not wearing tinfoil hat. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't ground those only, like, you know, make the single signal stronger. that's a joke.
This interview was conducted by Madeline Taylor. Big thank yous to the Downtown Eastside Women's Center and to Katrina for sharing her experiences.